Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Straight up 6 o'clock in the Southland, 6 p.m. on a live Hippogy Tuesday. Shinano and Cap. It is time for what you
massage gun. Yeah, it's my massage gun.
I don't know
if you don't want to put that on the mic.
I didn't see it. I just heard it. And I was like, wait, what is
it? I saw the mic vibrate.
Yeah, it did.
It is time for what you need to know.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort 5. Sorry, I had to sit down. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Go ahead, Lindsay. You go first. I have a what you need to know after.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. So Blink-182, who is they're San Diego's kings of pop punk.
There's a lot of San Diego talk today.
San Diego talk.
But they're getting the band back together. Tom DeLonge is rejoining his bandmates Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker for the first time in 7 years. The band announced today on social media that they would be embarking on a world tour starting in March of next year, and they're releasing a new song this Friday with a new album to follow. So I was a big fan of Blink-182 growing up, so I think this is really cool. Just wanted to make sure everyone else knew about it, too.
I don't know if the new album will be any good, but do you remember in San Diego that night? In the club, we were sweating right next to the stage singing All the Small Things with the cover band. Say it ain't, and we were jumping up and down.
It's a good song to sing along to.
Yeah.
I love them.
We were sweaty and hot that night. Yeah. I have some really cute pictures of you after the night, too, later on that night.
We saw some of those.
The shirtless.
What?
Open shirt.
What?
Whoa.
What?
What? You want me to airdrop them to you?
I don't care. It's fine. You took one with my face in that giant steak.
You had a good steak. You had a robe on in one of them, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, maybe.
Like I remember seeing that.
It was a big night.
It was a good night.
I also think we've talked about this.
We could talk about it some more.
Oh, no. Cappy was in a robe, but it wasn't a robe that fit him, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
Oh,
a little short.
You're right.
Little short. Yeah.
Some
things were short and other things were long.
Hey!
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Look, I mean, when you guys were down in San Diego, hanging out at Del Mar, you and Amanda, right?
Yes, our boss, the great Amanda Brown, was with us.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I know I say on the air all the time that I don't think management loves the show, and I do agree, I do believe that, but I don't believe that she dislikes us as people. She gave me a lidocaine patch for my back spasms today, so there's
that.
That
was lovely.
Yeah.
And then you put it on there, bam!
It feels much better. At least I can move around a little bit.
Beautiful.
But I still believe her and Bergman, the corporate time-stealing weasel, he's just like her in that sense. They don't care about this show.
They don't like it, huh?
They like Mason in Ireland. That's all they care about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mason Ireland can do a bit forever. We get a bit. We do a bit for 20 minutes. We get yelled at. That's what happens around here. So.
Sedano and Cap continues now.
Just saying.
Did you guys happen to read Plashkey today? Anybody read Plashkey?
What was the headline?
I don't remember what it was. But here's what the story was. That as a Dodger fan, you really don't have any fear or rivalry with the Padres. So what Plashkey built for you today was, here are some thoughts and here are some ideas on things you can get upset about related to the Padres. And he kind of went through a whole thing of how Los Angeles looks at San Diego as, aw, what a cute little town. And, oh, I like Del Mar. Let's go down there and watch some ponies.
It is a cute little town.
Yeah. And so he kind of went through some things today, giving you an idea of here's the way you could possibly get yourself fired up for this series. Because as Dodger fans, all you care about is the Giants.
Yeah.
As a Padres fan, all you want is this opportunity against the Dodgers. But as a Dodger fan, you could care less about the Padres.
Yeah.
They mean nothing to you. And so in an effort to try and get yourself fired up for this series, here's a list of things. But it didn't really work. I mean, I didn't think it was all that good, really.
By the way, Dodgers-Padres coming up at 6:30 p.m. You can hear all the coverage, courtesy of ESPN Radio, right here on 710 ESPN.
Nice work.
Go Dodgers.
Nice work.
Sliwa posting the picture of him and Lady Slee in Padre gear at the stadium tonight.
Mm-hmm. Got to give him credit. Kid grew up in San Diego. Kid's on the radio in L.A. kid loves the Lakers. That's like his life.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of Laker fans in San Diego, though.
Tons.
Yeah.
But you can't change where you're from.
Yeah.
So he's representing.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people. Don't you know a lot of people don't like, they don't like teams from where they're from. There's a lot of Cowboy fans that aren't from Dallas.
Fair.
Oh, it's America's team.
They were also all in SoFi Stadium this past
they
weekend.
They were at SoFi Sadly. Stadium. 65-35, though, according to Mason.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
But there were reports that it was more like 80-20, right?
Dude, I saw 90-10.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I say saw a report, I had friends inside the stadium that were sending me videos. They're like, dude, check this out. Yeah.
Were those the same friends that listened to us and reported on us?
Yeah,
on
they Friday? Said we destroyed
it was,
you.
Said it was a bloodbath.
Ah.
Bloodbath.
Which, us or the stadium?
No, us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They said I was bloodied in the bath on Friday.
You need to listen to the podcast and then you'll be like,
why don't you decide for yourself?
Okay.
You know what? So you trust other people.
Right.
More than
you trust your family here.
And you guys are saying, just to be clear.
It wasn't a bloodbath.
What was it?
We were having fun. We were laughing about it.
A lot of people in the community are like, nah, not really.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
No, a lot is like the very small majority. Yes. You know,
the
small
San
minority.
Diego people that tricked, like, you know, went into the community that is saying that it was a bloodbath and talking all this nonsense.
It was not a bloodbath.
What are you, geo-targeting these people now?
No, but you can tell.
We are.
You can
tell.
If
you want to go through,
You know who's
super
who.
Easy.
Oh, yeah?
You know who's who in there.
Yeah. We could do a tally. If we really
you know what
want
George
to?
Told me on Friday or Saturday morning? We talked on the phone. I was like, hey, what happened yesterday? Did I miss something? Like, because I got off the plane. And my phone is going crazy.
Well, can I tell people the text you sent me first?
Sure.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to find that.
Was
go ahead.
Like
tell
Mason's
the story.
You lost a friend text?
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell the story.
So I where was I in this story?
I called you. You text me to call you, and I called you.
Right.
And then you got off the plane, and you were like, what's happening?
Yeah, like, what did I miss? You know, this whole bloodbath, right?
No bloodbath.
You didn't say bloodbath when we spoke on the phone.
No, I didn't. But there was a part of the story. Now I've forgotten completely where I was.
God,
so this is the text I wake up to on Saturday, 7:46 a.m. Good Saturday morning from Boise.
Ha! Isn't that getting ready to set somebody up?
Yeah. Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
As soon as I read that, I'm like, what's this going to be? And then so much reaction to what you say was great radio yesterday. So passive aggressive.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, yeah, because there was a text in our text chain on Friday night, right?
You were all fired up in the text chain, too, on Friday night. This was after the fact. If you have anything you want to discuss off air, please let me know.
Yeah, right.
And I called you.
Because you're the guy that says, hey, if you want to talk to me, let's do it like a man face to face.
I know, and so I called you.
So I'm like, all right, if there's a problem here, if there's an accusation here, if there's some serious...
And what did I say? You said, the words you said to me were, did I do something illegal here? Literally the words you used.
No, unethical.
And I said, no one said you did anything unethical. We were playing up, hamming and hawing about like, you know, you betrayed the family. But that's not you being unethical. That's us doing a radio bit.
Oh.
That's what we do around here, Cappy.
Oh, really?
I called you a rat.
My question to you is, was your objection what you weren't here to defend
yourself?
Correct,
100%.
You could have called.
No, right, of course. I guess I took the day off.
But you could have called.
Well, wait a second.
So why not call?
Wait, hold on.
Why drop the shirt?
I got another question. Well, the dropping of the shirt. Hold on. Good question.
Okay, you know.
Because it arrived on Thursday, and I was going to visit my daughter that day on Friday, and since she was the originator of the phrase, hey, King, I thought she would get a real kick out of this. So when you say dropped it on Friday, since you guys were all doing your research and you were doing
dropped
dates.
It like it was hot.
Right. You should go back and
like
see what
drop
day
it
did
like
I actually
hot.
Put it on the website.
It
wasn't Friday.
It was September 23rd.
We did that already.
Very good. Good job by you guys. Yeah. Good job out of you guys. Nice research.
So the
nice job.
So I said to you, that's what I said to you. I said and you said, oh yeah, this is great. We should choreograph some of this. And I said, yeah. And then all of a sudden, Laura makes some innocuous comment.
You did me dirty. Not innocuous.
No, not me. I said us.
You did us dirty.
Yeah.
She
Come
made
on.
A comment,
Didn't
and
do
it was clearly
dirty.
It was clearly in jest.
It was like a joke, bro.
Right.
I was
know.
With Christian, and he was like, why is he so bent out of shape?
Wow.
About this?
The boo.
Boo?
Was mad at
boo.
You.
Now boo is mad.
Yeah, no, boo was mad like, at you.
Did he smell delicious at that moment?
Always. He always smells delicious.
Oh, really?
Don't worry about
that. So boo was mad at you. She clearly is speaking in jest, and you just bite her head off.
I didn't bite anybody's head off.
That's, yeah, do you want me to
I'm
read?
I'm trying to find it.
Do you want me to read?
What did I say?
Oh, I'll find it. Just give me a second.
I think I said gloves are coming off.
You said something about, and you just like to pile on well, or something like
that's
that.
That's 100% true, is it not?
No.
Yes.
I've been like yes. on your side for the most part lately.
No.
She stopped being on my side because everyone said she was always on my side. So she was kind of being on your side.
It's been like Sedano, Lindsay, Cap, and Laura lately.
Really?
Yes.
No, I've missed that.
Oh, God. What the hell have I been doing then?
I don't know. I kind of missed it too, not going to lie.
I got to go back because there's a lot of
And then you got mad at me. You got mad at me.
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't realize, you know, where you were emotionally at that moment.
Well, I had been wrapping up a charcuterie party with not girlfriend Lisa. We had a couple bottles of wine. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I found all the rat emojis.
Hold on. Yeah. I found it.
I just kept hitting the rat emoji.
I found it. Hold on. I'm just going to Laura's first.
By the way, I made my own charcuterie.
You did?
Your person, they're great, but they weren't able to turn it around that quick.
Really?
So I made my own charcuterie.
Really?
So he gave you a person too?
He gave me, yeah. He like.
You know why?
He asked me. We talked and I gave him a couple myself.
Well, Chris said to me, you know what he said?
What?
He said, hey, King, you got a charcuterie guy for me?
No, because when we were down there, they had a custom-made charcuterie board waiting for us.
Ooh. And, now I get it. The only one that gets the Hey King request denied is me.
No, you just didn't make a formal request.
Yes, I did.
You did not make a formal request?
Yes, I did.
No.
It was on air.
That's not formal.
How is that not formal?
That's on air.
Oh, God.
I need off air.
Sorry, it's a bit...
19 minutes away from Dodgers-Padres Game 1 of the NLDS.
Oh, so here's
You'll
where
hear it here on 710.
This is actually where it goes back. It goes back to Lindsay sending the pictures of us drinking your tequila mandala with Ramona.
That hurt. Yeah, that hurt.
And then Lindsay saying, Cappy, we drank your tequila mandala. You said, easy come, easy go. Sounds like drinking my tequila mandala was nothing compared to the hatchet job.
Yeah, the hatchet job.
Undid, which means you did to me on air.
Right.
And I wrote, it was great radio. You probably sold more t-shirts because
Okay, wait. Time out. Time out.
You did.
Okay.
There's
about
no
that.
Question.
Okay.
You did.
Yes. You ready? Yeah. Okay.
Did you sell more
wait,
t-shirts
you ready?
Because of it?
You're going to love this. You ready?
Yeah.
So I went back and I looked.
Yeah.
You know how many t-shirts were sold on Friday?
Yeah.
Take a guess.
100.
Two. Settle.
100?
Two.
Two?
Zero.
Zero?
No, I know you sold some because the community said they bought some. So.
Yeah.
Four t-shirts were purchased on Friday, and they were from San Bernardino.
That's here.
I'm trying to remember of where else these came from. I'll find them somewhere. Bottom line is there's no guarantee that these Hey King t-shirts were purchased by Circle of Trust community members.
They posted
no, they were,
it.
They posted that they bought it. Yeah.
That I didn't see.
People did.
That I did not see.
Only four?
I know, really, right? You guys made such a big stink over four t-shirts.
How many of you sold total?
No.
We didn't make
the
stink about the t-shirts.
Don't get it twisted.
No, let's not go again.
Now, by the way, would you guys like to know, because I'm happy to tell you guys, I'm very happy to share this information with you. Do you know how much money is made on a t-shirt sale?
$2.
Okay, good guess.
It's not that much.
I'd say $1.50.
Okay, another good guess.
It's like $1.50, $1.60 range.
No, you guys are under. You guys are under.
32 cents.
Nope. It's actually about $5.
Oh, there you go.
It's about $5.
All right, depends on the t-shirt quality and everything you put into
correct.
It.
Correct.
Yes, yes. I know a little bit.
This is all done on a third-party website. So you don't make
correct.
The shirts and then stuff envelopes. You put it on a third-party site, and when it's ordered, they make it and they ship it.
Okay, I found Laura here.
Okay.
I found Laura says, Cap, I know you're donating the shirt money. And this is after Chris called you a rat, and you were like, shame, shame, shame on you, Chris. Wait till you find out, blah, blah, blah. Laura says, we know you're donating money or whatever. And then she says, that's dope, but you did us all dirty, man. And Chris wrote another rat. And then, by the way, there was actually a rat in between both Laura's tweet and but Laura's text. There's two rats in between. It's like a rat sandwich. And then, really, Laura? How so? Is what you wrote. Then I just sent an
emoji. Wait, is that how I said it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that's
then
how you would have said it.
Yeah. And then I sent a gif of shame, shame, shame from Game of Thrones.
Right. Right. to which I said,
thank you. I wouldn't know where to find this.
Right. I didn't know where to find the Game of Thrones shame, shame, shame. So I just wrote three shames.
Yes.
Hoping that everybody understood what it was from.
Yeah. And then Laura responded, I think we all spoke on it Friday. You can catch the podcast with a wink emoji.
See, that's where that pissed me off.
Yeah.
You know?
We knew you were mad. By the way, how much alcohol did you have at that night?
None. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero alcohol. No alcohol, no weed, nothing.
Okay.
None.
I sent
zero.
Another rat.
Wait a second. Was this Saturday?
Yeah, this
maybe
is
there
Saturday
was some
night.
Alcohol. Okay, maybe there was some alcohol. Friday, none.
And then you wrote, "No thanks. I don't need to listen to your cheap shots, but they will come back to haunt you."
Yes, they will.
Gloves are off.
Done.
And then you wrote, "Gloves are off." And then Laura's like, "LMAO, mine?" Question mark. And Chris writing, "Gloves are off" with like 17 crying emojis. Yeah.
I said, "How?" I like and, how this came with back.
All right, here we go. Then Cappy goes full Cappy, Rome Cappy-ish on you, Laura. He goes, "Oh no, don't get it twisted, homegirl."
That's right, homegirl. I said homegirl.
You just pile on. Again, you guys just all jump to conclusions. What would you possibly do without me?
That's right. What would you have done without me on Friday?
I mean, we would have done show.
Yeah,
I mean, my God, let me say this. You ready? If this were Mason and Ireland doing this, here's what George Sedano would say. You guys must be desperate for material.
No, but you're part of the show.
Oh, I am? Oh.
That's the difference.
Why didn't anybody call me? Why doesn't anybody say,
because you were on vacation, bro.
Right. So why doesn't somebody say, you know what? We should call him.
Why? You're on vacation.
And
we don't want to
have picked up the phone.
1,000%.
I would
one day.
Never call either of you guys while you're on vacation because I wouldn't want you guys to call me unless it was something serious.
It wasn't vacation. It was one day. I'm going to visit my daughter.
Yeah, you were probably traveling.
Right. And then, by the way, I finally chimed in again and I said, "Are we really doing this? It's a bit. No one is accusing you of tax evasion like Shakira."
And then what did I say? Oh,
then I said, I thought it was a joke with the crime.
Right. Loris wrote that. And I said, and you wrote, "I thought it was tax evasion like Ronaldo."
Yeah. Kind of giving you an idea that I sort of kind of get it.
Yeah. Then we thought maybe you did kind of get it. But then you kept hamming it up. Is Ronaldo a rat too? That's what Christopher
That's
says.
Right.
And then I left the chat.
And then Chris, and then you tried to hit Chris. Can I read this?
Go ahead. What'd he say?
Isn't Sexy Classy still here to distract you?
We had already gotten in an Uber to the airport.
And that's what he said to him. All right, so anyway, there you get our text exchange.
I'm never texting anything in the group text again.
No, the best is Lindsay. No, the best is Lindsay at the end. Lindsay's not part of all this, and then she shows up and she goes, What did I miss?
I was sleeping when this happened.
Yeah, Lindsay.
I took a nap.
Hours later, at 10:30
there
at night.
Was a 15-hour game going on that day, so I need a little nap afterwards.
You know, I was like getting ready to jump you, too. I was going to be like, "Where have you been? Doing something other than watching a documentary?"
No, you did say that. You were like, "Where have you been?"
You did say, "Where have you been?" You
were so mad.
I'm sorry. I was sleeping.
You were so fired up.
After I said it was a joke, and I was like, "I think he got it," I dipped out of that.
Dip.
I did.
All right. Coming up next, we got one more segment. We're going to do Big Deal or No Deal. And we will also give you, we will declare what your, is it a punishment that we're looking for, Christopher? A deliberation. Oh. We will have a deliberation amongst the quadrunal here, the quadrunal. I don't know if that's actually a word. I know tribunal is a word, but I'm going to call it quadrunal here.
Well, I know what I want from you guys.
Okay, we'll discuss next. And Big Deal or No Deal.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. Final segment, because it's 6:30 p.m. We have got...
Are we going to break bread after the show?
NLDS Game 1.
Despite
Dodgers-Padres.
After the deliberation?
Of course, real quick, this is Amanda Perez, another great Killer Oldies artist that you would hear a lot. And Laura got to see her at one of those Art LeBeau Killer Oldies concerts way back when.
You okay, Sedano?
I got back spasms.
If you lay down on the ground here,
no, don't.
I'll do for you what I did for Chris.
No, he had a structural
thing.
Don't
touch me.
I will mount you, and I will break your back in half.
Come on, Cap.
What? That's like what? That's what? That's what?
He did mount me.
Right.
Sedano requested. Please
hey, we
don't
got
pitch
social
him.
Here, so you know, actually, my
actually, no,
out.
I haven't had a third camera for an hour and a half, so they failed us yet again.
Oh my
They're
God.
They're in there selling Live Imaging Tuesday. They want me to do reads for free, which is fine, it's part of the package.
Uh-oh.
But now I don't have a third camera.
Mm. Hey, he needed to take that iPad FaceTime call.
That's true.
Important stuff.
Oh, it's a big deal and no deal. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Well, guys, there's a new favorite atop the odds to win the national championship at sportsbooks. And for the first time in almost 2 years, it's not a team from the SEC. Want to know who it is?
It's Ohio State.
That's right. Ohio State. Go Buckeyes. Woo! They moved past Alabama and Georgia this week to become the consensus favorite to win the CFP. They are plus 200 at Caesars Sportsbook, followed by the Crimson Tide and Bulldogs, each at plus 220. It marks the first time since November 2020 that a team other than Alabama or Georgia has been the consensus favorite. Is this a big deal or no deal? Cappy, you go first.
No deal.
Yeah, I'm with
Boo.
You.
Not really a big
Ohio
deal.
Ohio State's won a national championship recently. Like they, yeah. they've been in the playoff pretty much every year. So
it was like 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Yeah, but they've been in the playoff pretty much every year.
Yeah.
Plus, it's also, what are we, in week 5, 6, 7, something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, things can change. I mean, Alabama got taken from the top spot because they just barely got by Texas A&M.
Right.
So a lot of things can still change.
Yeah.
You can't, like, let me get excited.
No, you can love it. It's all good for you.
I honestly, as a college football fan, I would like to see anybody other than Alabama win the national championship or be in the conversation.
Yeah,
even.
We want to see USC.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't really want to see Bruins. Ohio State. I mean,
USC, UCLA, I hope it becomes a thing this year. Like
Go Bruins.
There's a lot of juice behind it now. ESPN wrote a big column about it today, about UCLA and USC kind of rising at the same time. Now, hopefully both teams keep it going. You know,
well, Cappy's going to bring USC back to 7-10.
I do have that meeting coming up soon.
Yeah. I know.
I've invited you guys to come.
I don't need to, but I had a conversation with one of the people about it. It's great.
I mean, I'm always in for a free meal.
Yeah, this is not just a free meal. This is one where you're trying to impress somebody, so it's going to be free and it's going to be expensive.
I know. So that's even more the reason to go.
Yeah.
And then Cappy's going to be dressed up like Tommy Trojan every day.
No, all my new t-shirts are going to be in the USC colors.
Yeah.
Take that helmet with you. Yeah. The helmet behind you. Take that with you.
You know, even if you bring it back, Key is still Key. You know, he's one of the greatest Trojans of all time.
He's every time I go to the stadium and I go in the tunnel to talk to the coaches, he's right there looking at me, staring at me in his midriff.
Would Key ever become the full-time color commentator on radio?
No chance.
No.
Wouldn't do it, huh?
No chance.
I think he would. We've talked about it. We'll do some shoulder programming, as they like to say in the business.
Okay.
But, you know.
Shoulder.
Yeah. Would it be like the weekly USC blah, blah, blah show with Keyshawn?
No, it's The Keys to Victory.
Nice. Oh, yeah, there
very,
you go.
Very well done.
Perfect.
Presented by Sighted. Anyway, go ahead.
That was good. All right. Last one here. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg today announced the launch of the MetaQuest Pro, which is a new mixed reality headset that's aimed at making the metaverse a reality. The MetaQuest Pro has several features that are rumored for Apple's AR/VR headset, which is supposed to come out next year. So the new MetaQuest Pro incorporates both augmented and virtual reality, and it will retail for $1,500. It's now available for pre-order, and it'll ship October 25th. Is this new metaverse headset that's going to make the metaverse a reality a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
Look, people buy those Oculus glasses for $299. I would imagine. Look, it's like anything. When it comes to technology, there is going to be a group of people that are going to flock to buy it. I don't think people are going to buy it in mass necessarily, but I think the people who enjoy that are going to buy it. I do think as time goes by and the decades go by, like my kids are going to be doing a lot more stuff as adults in the metaverse than you and I ever will, combined, all of us here combined. So it just is what it is.
Didn't we have a conversation recently about two people sitting at a table?
Well, you also, I was going to say, you actually once on this show said the metaverse would fail, I believe.
Yeah, I still don't buy it.
Yeah.
I'm still not buying the metaverse.
I'm with you, Cappy.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. Hey.
See, I'm with you, Cappy.
Hey.
Look, you see?
Hey.
No, you shouldn't accept that, Laura. You shouldn't accept his hey.
I know.
Was it sincere? Like, are you probably sincerely not with me?
No, yes, I am.
You are?
Yeah. I'm not into the NFTs and all that
other stuff. Her and the boo are not into the metaverse.
The NFTs are different than the VR, AR. That's like the world.
Dude, have you ever seen one of those NBA games with the VR glasses?
I have.
It's pretty sick. You're like literally in the front row.
Have you ever seen adult content in VR glasses?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
I'm sure it is.
It's incredible.
I'm sure very
anything you want, really, is there.
Yeah.
In the metaverse.
Yeah. I like how no matter how much he goes extra, we should take a lot of credit for kind of molding him, because before he would have like said something that we would have had to have dumped, but now he said it in a way.
Adult content, right.
Correct, where everybody gets the laugh.
We made you, Cappy.
Whose phone's ringing?
And then you turned your back on the
family.
It's
probably one of these iPads again.
iPads are ringing again?
At FaceTime, it's really important.
Is it Cappy's FaceTime?
Pick it up. Please pick it up.
Yeah, pick it up.
Pick
up the FaceTime. Yeah.
They're not even paying attention at all.
That's awesome. Yeah, you guys want to know who it is?
Yeah,
who is it?
Yeah, who is it? Oh my gosh.
Hi, Josh. It's Josh.
And he hung up on us.
Oh, come on. He's trying to get back at us for that comment.
That's funny.
It's a great team we have.
Anyway.
So, Cappy, you were guilty.
I'm going to deliberate here. You will have to do community service.
Okay.
Which will be decided at a later date. And your tequila was given away.
Yeah, that's painful.
And that...
That hurt.
You will not get... Should he get the next batch of tequila?
No.
I think he can... We can move on from this.
Christopher, you're the deciding
vote.
No. Wow. No.
You're a rat. You're a profiteer. I love you, and you will never live this down.
So you don't get...
Until you make a t-shirt with my face on it.
The next batch of tequila, you have to skip on that, and you have to do some semblance of community service, which we will let the community decide.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I see it completely the opposite way, and I think every one of you owes me an apology.
Are you going to appeal?
I should appeal.
To a higher court?
I should appeal to a higher court, and then we can do more of this.
Oh, I'm sure that people will love that around here.
Maybe we even do a remote.
Cappy, so where were you going to donate
the
money
to? Wait, if we
did
a remote, maybe if we invited Mason in Ireland, it would be cool. Like, they would be cool with it around here.
I just want to know where you were donating the money, because I know you were, and I know you are, so.
I'm not donating the money.
Okela.
What? Wait a minute.
To be continued.
Is this our out time? Are we supposed to go here?
We have to go.
Way past our break.
Oh, damn. All right. Dodgers. Next.